Welcome to Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast with your host, Tony Rice. Always here, the focus is on linking business with grassroots sports, both in the UK and indeed throughout the globe. It is a massive honour to welcome one of our new members, Naki Kadu. Naki, welcome. How do you do?
Good afternoon. How are you, Tony?
Do you know what? It's always a joy to share these conversations. Our members here at Koi Sports, they blow my mind with their benevolence and their really strong energy. So looking forward to feeling that come through from yourself, Naki. I know it's quite an exciting time for you, kind of a bit of a transitional phase. But just give us a little bit of an insight, if you would, into your background. And I guess some of those crucial skills that you've developed throughout your journey.
My journey. So my background, or my bread and butter, if you like, I'm a business analyst, or in some industries called a change analyst. And I've worked in the financial services industry for 15 years or so, primarily project work. So where you'll find organizations that go through large change, whether that's technology change, regulatory change, or where they maybe need to merge or acquisitions and things like that, they'll hire someone like myself. Mm. So my skills are fairly generic.
Yes.
But over the years, I'd say my strengths are in understanding what organizations require in terms of the change and yes. looking at their strategy. Mm-hmm. So it's really understanding an organization or exec's vision. Mm-hmm. And trying to articulate that either into a technology change, so mm-hmm. working with developing teams, mm-hmm. system architects,
yep.
or HR, or marketing to mm-hmm. kind of implement that change. And that could be a six-month contract, or it could be several years, depending gotcha. On how big that change is. So small to medium-sized businesses. But mainly my bread and butter is really the large banks in the background. So I've done a lot of work with them. But yeah.
That's... High pressures and very crucial. I just want to get a sense from you here, if you could, because when you use that word change, right now where we are in the COVID-19 era, aren't we, where change has quite literally been thrust upon everybody. Yeah. How has that played out into some of the dynamics of your working role?
My role has it's always expected me to be able to work within a lot of ambiguity and uncertainty. So imagine going into a very large organization that you don't really have time to understand the dynamics or the culture. You've been given a specific piece of work and you may not always agree with that right approach, but that's what you need to deliver.
Understood.
And not really knowing where the end goal is or understanding where what's going to happen at the end. Mm-hmm. And I think we are in that in our daily lives now with COVID, yes. aren't we? It's that unknown and that uncertainty and how we adapt to that. And I yes. think my job has allowed me, and it's educated me on how to adapt to other people's needs.
Yes.
And understanding and really having an empathy mm-hmm. for someone's vision and really trying to understand what it really means for them. And I've managed, hopefully, even in daily life, to yes. transition that into managing small pieces of change mm-hmm. without too much panic.
Yes.
You know, you can't control everything. You can't control the end goals, but just focus on what's happening today, really. That's kind of, you kind of translate that into projects sometimes.
It all makes a lot of sense, but I've been struck in conversations with lots of different people, lots of different walks of life throughout this COVID era, and always been kind of impressed actually by our adaptability. It's strange, isn't it? Sometimes we don't realize what we're capable of until back is against the wall situation. I guess you have had an edge, given that's always been something that you have been living and working with to a degree.
Yeah, I think we, when we individually or collectively underestimate our capabilities, and it's maybe, I think personally, COVID has allowed us to pause mm-hmm. and really look within and to, mm-hmm. to pivot. It's a big word, isn't it? I've heard mm-hmm. pivot used yeah. so many times now, and just adapt. And I've seen a lot of friends really give up what they've been used to doing and creating new businesses yes. through COVID and actually thriving. And I think that's a really inspiring, because life at the end of the day goes on and we have to keep building what we need to build for the future, whatever that looks like, you know, and we can't just stop. So
absolutely.
It's been inspiring to see how people have really responded in some respects.
And in terms of that inspiration, in terms of that pivot stance, I think you're going through quite an exciting phase at the moment, a bit of a rebranding process. I don't know if you're at liberty to provide specifics, but just give us a sense of this exciting phase that you currently are going through, Naki.
I think through my background being in financial services, and again, just assuming that that's what I do and that's all I can do, I think COVID had to, where I contract and I'm self-employed to a degree, nothing was really going on in 2020. So I was always in a space of, how can I monetize my skill set? And I wouldn't be the first. How can you monetize your knowledge through the philanthropy work that I do? That has opened up channels of opportunity for me, which has just made me realize that it makes sense to rebrand because of the potential different jurisdictions that I might have to work in. Yes. And maybe even how you implement projects will differ. I think we take certain things for granted in a very structured corporate world in Europe, whereas working in Africa and on the continent, it's greenfield. So yes. I've been sort of working with small projects in Africa, and that's caused me to kind of pause and go, okay, maybe I need to rebrand, reconsider the services that I'm offering, offer more services or different services, and then just... It's just a different flavor and a different product offering, I think, and therefore, why not, you know, look to rebrand before 2022? So hopefully that opens up new channels for me as well.
Well, no doubt about it, an exciting phase. And you mentioned that word philanthropy, and you are living that, breathing that by dint of being a member of Koi Sports here, to which we raise a glass. I know you're supporting in particular two aspects, two great organizations, Dida Sports and Hope for the Voiceless. Just give me a flavor, if you could, about your understanding of both of those critical organizations.
So DIDA is grassroots. I think they're both organizations work with children in Uganda, both based out of Uganda. I actually volunteer with DIDA. And both of them, I think the ethos and the synergies between the two organizations is helping young youth, particularly from a very young age, very vulnerable children who don't really have access to what even in Uganda would be taken for granted. Yeah. And so I believe their platform creates opportunities to transform the youth's life. Uganda has a population, you know, that 78% of the population is under 30 in Uganda. So there is very little prospects, and COVID hasn't helped. COVID has had a lot of children across the country be out of school for 2 years. And those organizations, I feel, are really focused on facilitating educational experiences. And that's why I wanted to have a relationship with those two.
Awesome. And again, I've been lucky to speak to Latoya, looking forward to speaking to the team at Dida Sport too. And I know they are both massively appreciative of your time, your skill, and indeed your financial input. It is vital, really making a big difference, Naki. So again, we salute you. Just looping back though to yourself, obviously, as we've discussed, big time, exciting phase. It's kind of that time of year where we all of us take stock and then kind of set those goals, those ambitions for 2022. For yourself, is there a big vision? Is there a mission? And what are you hoping for 2022 to bring?
Well, leaving and coming to the end of 2021, I was nominated for a Woman in Business Award, Woman in Sport category, and I was runner up. So I found out the results on Wednesday. So that was
congratulations. That's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it was an honor to be nominated in the first place, but it is, you know, it's an opportunity to take a step back and acknowledge the hard work in, you know, even in uncertainty. So for me, my ambition's always been wanting to have a seat at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So being a woman in leadership, you know, providing mentoring opportunities, mm-hmm. if I can pave the way for others, then that's, you know, my purpose.
Yes.
And if I can put myself in places whereby I can influence decision makers, that's always been my goal. With empathy and compassion, of course. But yeah, why not? And that's always been my ambition, is to definitely always have a seat at the table and be part of that influencing.
Well, once again, a big congratulations, and again, feel your energy and your commitment to your particular mission. I think it is a privilege to enjoy company with people like yourself who are genuinely paving the way, helping shift certain narratives and certain preconceptions many of us still hold. So really value that. Naki, I know it's going to be big. I know you're going to continue this great work. I guess difficult for you to give a website in the rebranding, but how can we engage with you social media wise, just to learn more about the amazing work you do?
I'm on LinkedIn, Naki Kadu, fairly active on LinkedIn. And I've got a Twitter account at Kadu Naki, so really easy. And it won't be long. Hopefully by the end of December, there'll be a launch and, you know, the brand name will be released and so forth. So it won't be long. No website yet, but definitely LinkedIn. If anyone wants to reach out to me, definitely. Most people know how to find me on LinkedIn because I'm quite active on there. Yeah,
absolutely. Again, I appreciate your consistent excellency. If you could just remind us, though, again, of those social media means where we can get this information as you begin, no doubt, to tease a little about this fantastic new endeavor. Just to remind us again of the best means of engagement.
So for LinkedIn, it's Naki Kadu. It's my name. And on Twitter, it's at Kadu Naki. So just my surname, first name. And I'm fairly active on both platforms.
Perfect. And indeed, very active in the real world as well as the digital one. Naki, awesome to speak with you. Is there anything else in closing that you would like to, just crystallize, educate me about, and maybe those listening?
Just also to just thank Koi Sports and all the other elite champions, because they've really been a contribution, given me inspiration and encouragement to keep going what I believe in, you know, follow my North Star. So I'm pleased to be part of such a platform and a network, and they've really helped all the other organizations with the philanthropy as well. So thank you, Koi, again.
Absolutely. David, of course, will not stop in his mission. We're delighted to be have the joy to be working closely with such wonderful elite members as yourself, Naki. Once again, thank you so much for joining me today. Much obliged.
Thanks, Tony.
Earlier in this very podcast, you've heard from phenomenal Naki Kadu and her elite membership of Koi Sports. And some of that is going to help grow, develop, and assist the amazing people over at Dida Sport, where she is very firmly associated. And to talk about the Dida Sport perspective, it is an absolute honor to welcome to this podcast Giacomo Skeet. Giacomo, how are you?
I'm doing good, Corey. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, listen, it's great. It's a real joy for me to get to speak to great people like you doing phenomenal things. And just to contextualize that, perhaps people haven't yet heard about Dida Sport. Just give us the background. How long have you guys been going on?
Dida's been in the current form that it's in, going for just over 4 years, I believe. So good amount of time. That time flies. I think time's been going very strangely since the pandemic. Like, it seems only like yesterday that it was 2020 and we were flung into this crazy situation. But Dida was going a little bit before that. And yeah, 35 years in no time.
So time flies, but nicely established. I think focused in and around Uganda, is that correct?
Yes. The focus is very much on bridging the gap between the quality that there is in West Africa and in the West African academies and in the East. The West mm-hmm. African Academy setup, I always use the example of Generation Foot in yep. Senegal, that created phenomenal players, Sadio Mane, Ismaila Sarr, mm-hmm. Idrissa Sana Gueye, all from Senegal and have played at the highest level. You then go across to Uganda, Kenya, the whole eastern side.
Yep.
There's not the same infrastructure, but you've got the same talent, you've got the same people there. It's it's a gap that Dida is looking to bridge with football, but with other sports as well. Obviously, chess, the chess program, which I'm sure Naki's spoken about, boxing, developing character through sport is Dida's MO. So we're looking to do that. Football's a global sport, and there's a big emphasis on football, but across a variety of sports, we hope to be in as many sports as possible.
Truly amazing. Again, sport does have that power to enrich, to create discipline, and to inspire. And through Dida Sports, you are bridging this vacuum, this gap, and providing massive opportunities. Talking discipline, I know that's absolutely the core of what you do. I think the Dida acronym actually is almost the pillars of what it's all about. Could you break that down for me, please?
Yes, I mean, you know, discipline is at the core of it. Inspiration. I think in terms of discipline, a big part of it is seeing other disciplined people around you and seeing that as something that can be achieved. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to stay disciplined in an environment where, you know, you're growing up with very, very little. We're very lucky where we are in the UK and in the wider West. In Africa, we don't have the same opportunities. And to see people staying disciplined in the face of that is inspiring. And you know, as you said very well, it's part of the central tenets of Dida. So kind of having that circle of seeing young athletes achieve, or young people achieve in general, and part of that achievement comes through discipline, will inspire the generation below them. And it's just going to be a constant cycle of achievement, and letting these kids then go on and even if they don't become top athletes, they could become great coaches, they could become great amateur athletes, they can go and achieve in any field that they want. But that all starts with discipline, which is the core element.
It's that cycle of positive change, isn't it? But there is no magic wand.
Oh, absolutely.
And there are massive challenges. Giacomo, again, you alluded to the fact that now nicely established, 4 years in the making and running well, but serious challenges. Just give me an insight into some of the difficulties that you've had to tackle, in particular in these challenging pandemic times.
I mean, it's been very difficult. As I said, the pandemic kind of came by surprise, and it wasn't really something that we were anticipating on having to plan for, but it affected operations on the ground massively. Naki's much more involved than I am, and she'll tell you at length about how difficult it's been to actually get things going, like with curfews in Uganda for a huge amount of time, Uganda being struck quite badly, I believe, during the first wave. It made actually running these events, which obviously you need a lot of people, a lot of kids to be there actually playing football, playing chess, it made it incredibly difficult to get things going at a crucial time for Dida. So I feel like it was a bit of a setback, because the chess program was having great success and getting underway. We had plans for the football, for boxing, but then COVID came at a very bad time, and obviously in developing countries it's so much worse, because you just break down anything that's going on. People can't go out, a lot of people can't go to work, they're struggling, and unfortunately, sports isn't always that everyone. It wasn't at the top of anyone's mind at the peak of this, so it has been a bit of a setback. But I'm confident that it's going to be something that we recover from, and as the world recovers from it.
No questions about it. Again, it was a joy to speak with Naki. Her insights was incredibly powerful, and I know she's delighted to be offering support, both, as you say, hands-on, and now through Koi Sports membership, a bit of financial backing. Just give us an insight of what this kind of partnership-based relationship means to Dida Sports, and how it will assist going forwards.
It means everything, really. Really, Tony. It means, I think, It's the stage that we need to be at in order to go from everything that's been achieved now. Naki, I can't stress enough like how important Naki's been, and her energy and her attitude and her diligence has been to actually taking it this far. But I think with the support of Koi Sports and organisations like you guys, it's going to take us to that next level. It's all about partnerships and strategic partnerships, and ensuring that now Dida can make up for lost time, make up for the time the pandemic took away from us, and go to that next level. And especially with the football, I'm super excited. The football side of it in particular, I'm a big football fan, as you may imagine. But I think there's so much potential to develop a crop of outstanding players from that part of Africa, and then take that and inspire another generation of not just the football players, but of outstanding individuals and kids who are going to come through and see that and be inspired. And as you said very well, it's about that cycle of positive change and the knock-on effect you can have throughout all of that.
And you mentioned it, sometimes it just takes that one flagship person, that ambassador, to have proved it, to have lived it. You mentioned Mane.
Sadio Mane.
Absolutely. Sadio Mane, exactly. What wonderful things he does. I mean, he's an absolute saint, really mean that. But again, it only takes one individual like that from Uganda, or indeed, as you say, the eastern side of the great continent of Africa, to do something similar. And again, that provides that opportunity, that belief, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's all about having that one flagship person. And at the end of the day, that's only one person. And that will happen with 5-10 years. You'll get an individual like that come out. And then the ramifications of that will be phenomenal.
But here and now, already progress being made, already great people working on these big missions. Jikama, we salute the work that you're doing. It's this time of year, I mentioned this to Naki earlier, where obviously we're beginning to think Christmas, but we're also beginning to think our next year and our next year's focus on our mission. I know you're very excited about the opportunities and the possibilities, particularly from the football side of things. Jikama, what is your big goal, let's say, for 2022?
In terms of FIBA?
Absolutely, 100%.
I think the goal in general is to make sure that we can get back on the ground and having events regularly. I think the goal in terms of the football is to ensure that we can have one big event where we can get as many kids from the area as possible and have them compete, have them play and start to move towards that formal process of having a, even if it's not an academy at the beginning, but a more of a structure where they can play, they can learn, they can be coached. And that all begins with having trials, having an organized system in place where you can select these players, you can put them into positions. If they're already playing a certain position, you can coach them more in that.
Yeah.
I think having more of a structure, again, it's great timing coming on board with you guys where you have more structure, more organization in place and we can start talking about partnerships either with football organizations, with manufacturers, with whoever it is, whoever can help get us closer to that goal. And that's my aim, is to either be there in person, hopefully, to actually get out to Uganda and see it, or help in some way to actually get it going, get a football event going where we can actually have these kids see them and they can play and we can begin having the football project gain momentum.
Absolutely awesome. I'm sure that will come to pass. And everything that you guys are all about there at Dida Sport is exactly what Koi Sports are delighted to support. You are using the power of sport to unite communities and to provide opportunities. It's amazing. Can you tell me where I can go for more information? And again, maybe if somebody wanted to become another partner with you guys, where can we go for more information?
We'll visit the Dida Sports website, didasports.com. And check us out there. We're very active on Twitter, very active on Facebook. Facebook is probably actually the strongest. Instagram as well. Follow us at Dida Sports Org. And you can find out more about the good work that's being done. And I'm very excited for the future. I'm very excited for the future of Dida.
I think it's a wonderful project. Jikama, once again, please remind me of the website and those great ways on social media where I know you're busy, where we can engage and learn more.
Yeah. Sorry, my audio is out. Best website is www.dedasportsorganisation.org.
Yep.
It's the best website to find us. Find out more about the good work that we're doing. It's a very nice, easy to navigate website and highlights a lot of the work that we've been doing in the last 18 months, longer. That's where people can get more involved. Reach out to Naki directly as well. Reach out to myself. I'm on LinkedIn, so she. Follow our page on LinkedIn as well. And you can get involved. Anyone who wants to get involved is welcome.
Jikama, it's delightful to speak with you. I think you're on a great mission. I think you're doing great work. Is there anything else in closing that you'd like to highlight or just crystallise for us at all?
I think in closing, I'd like to say that I think what you said earlier is a great way of putting it. It only takes one person. It all starts with one kid, one individual, and the positive change that can come as a result of that person is incredible. And so don't think that you need that much, or you need a huge amount of money or this or that to actually go and make a difference. It just takes one person to try it, and there can be huge ramifications from that.
Absolutely powerful message to end on there, Jacamo. I wanted to say a big thank you, and I want to wish you all the best for this festive time, and I'm sure a mega 2022. It's brilliant to have this conversation. I think you guys at Dida Sport are doing phenomenal work. Thank you once again.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
This has been Tony Rice for Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast. If you like what you've heard and are interested in becoming a member of Koi Sports CIC, or simply looking for more information about all our phenomenal members, and of course, the amazing work being done here, take a moment and simply visit www.koisports.co.uk. I'll repeat, that's www.koisports.co.uk. And be sure to listen in next week for another Koi Sports CIC Grassroots Podcast.